research is pretty straightforward, and I have like one major point to for you guys to take home with you, and that is low-income populations use the internet. And number two, I guess there's a second part, they want to use it if they don't have access to it. So those are really my key points. Some context and background, WICHealth.org is an interactive online learning system that I've been working with for about 6 years now. We are utilized by 8 WIC state universities, mostly in the Midwest, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. We do have Washington State is on board with us as well. But we have about 50 to 60,000 WIC participants utilize our system every year. And we're trying to expand that, and we have the capacity to do so. We just need to get more states on board. So that's kind of the background, and feel free, there is all password and user ID kind of protected, but you can sign in as a guest to WICHealth.org if you're ever interested in checking it out. I'm not here to talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of how the learning system modules work, the learning theories that we use behind it, but just kind of some of the results that we found in our experience in looking at the individuals who use our system, and also looking at individuals who may not have used our system but come from the same clinics of individuals who use the system. So just an overview. This kind of, we've got several studies that kind of come out of this project, but this particular study, the major objective was to identify internet access characteristics among low-income WIC populations. The design, essentially a cross-sectional design, data are collected through both paper and pencil surveys and also online if the individual utilizes the system. And the data collection timeline varies by the study because we actually, the setting is 5 different studies, 4 occurring face-to-face or in-person at local WIC agencies, and 1 occurring online after use of the internet learning system. So this gave us about 2,942 WIC participants from 2 states completed a survey at a local agency. So paper and pencil surveys, we had 2,942 completions. We had 43,789 participants from 7 states that completed the online survey during this time we did this study. To date, we've had well over a couple hundred thousand people utilize the WICHealth.org system. Let's see, 4 studies included all participants who accessed WIC services during the time of the study, and 1 study is after the use of the internet learning module. So the 4 studies, these individuals may not have even used the online system, but we wanted to look at some of their characteristics and their internet use patterns, independent of using WICHealth.org, and then among the 43,000 and change, actually look at the people who were actually using the system. Key variables measured for this investigation: internet access location, computer ownership, enjoyment in internet learning, age, and relationship to the child. These are just some of the survey items for the non-internet experience clients. So these are paper and pencil surveys that were administered. Age, again, child's age. Relationship to child, computer ownership, location. Yeah, a little bit, isn't it? So pretty straightforward surveys, and this is just a snippet of the survey that I'm using data from. The survey was actually 2 pages and involved stage of change and some other behavioral type characteristics, but these are really the things that I'm going to focus on. And it's, again, similar to the studies that were done at the WICHealth.org online system and among internet experience clients. A couple subtle differences, but samples used for this investigation vary based on the individual study. But all subjects included were active WIC participation or active WIC participants during the time of the study. Sample size for each among Michigan WIC clinics, we had 1,521. In Detroit clinics alone, we had 627. That's excluding the other Michigan. Washington non-internet 327, and Washington internet experience 473, and then the big one, WICHealth.org, with 43,789. Study participants were more likely to be 18 to 34 years of age with a child of their own under 3 years of age. Happened to be most common group. Okay, some characteristics. A lot of data, but for the most part, fairly similar. Your groups of under 18, 18 to 24, 25 to 29, fairly comparable among the studies. Child age as well, most under 2 years. Relationship to child, the majority of everyone utilizing the system is a parent of the child that they're interested in helping with doing these educational sessions or attending the WIC clinic. And with some grandparents and other providers as well. But for the most part, fairly comparable across all five settings. And here's kind of the major table showing the internet use characteristics. And this is kind of the most interesting part here. Among Michigan non-Detroit residents, 53.5% of WIC clients indicated they owned a computer at home. Among Detroit residents, it was 41.8%. And we expected that to be a little lower, but I think 41.8% is higher than I did expect. Washington non-internet experience, 56.4%. And Washington State internet experience, 85.7%. So in Washington State, among users who use the WICHealth.org system, 85.6% of those WIC clients own a computer at home. And I think that's pretty amazing. And it really speaks to the opportunity, because one of the difficulties, and this isn't a WIC lecture, but just some background, the Women, Infants, and Children's Program does a lot to try to help single mothers and families that are low income to get on the right track with nutrition and feeding their family appropriately. And one of the things that they're moving towards, and initially WIC was very much food frequency, 24-hour nutrition recall type stuff, and that type of assessment, they're trying to move away from that and get more into motivational interviewing, getting into what the client wants to learn about. And that's great, but the problem is that there's a bottleneck in getting into that counseling office. How many clients can you actually counsel with motivational interviewing in a day? The Mid-Atlantic states, WIC has a million people that come in every month. You can't serve that many people in 100 and some odd agencies that they have. The internet can do that. It has the power to be able to open up that access for all clients, and that's what kind of gets me excited. So, internet access location, not too surprising here. Most people use it at home. Again, for the Detroit, where the internet ownership or the computer ownership was a little bit lower, home was a little bit less represented than others. Library was an important place for access, but most people use it at home or work at the library. Again, you have some percentage of don't use the internet, which is expected with the lower computer ownership. And the other thing that I really like seeing is the idea that when you present these individuals with the option or you ask them about their experience from learning from web pages, the majority of them indicate that they do enjoy learning from web pages. And what was really interesting is that the individuals who are least likely to own a computer are the ones who are most likely to want to learn online. And I found that pretty powerful. So, we have a great opportunity here to kind of fill that need. Detroit, 88.4% of respondents indicated that they liked learning from web. It's where they access the internet. Yep. Right. Exactly. Yep. And, you know, not to get into our system, we actually, I have my 5 minutes. Wow. I'll talk a little bit about that later, but we actually developed an IP tracking system. We actually have a map. Every time someone uses a system, it pops up and shows a little pinpoint on the map of someone using it. And, you know, one of the things that I also thought was interesting is 80% of the ISPs for these individuals is America Online. So whether, and I know you want to knock America Online all the time because, you know, I do, but it is really by providing those disks and mailboxes, they have opened up the internet to everyone. So they have done a good thing, even though they're going to probably go away in a short time. All right. Okay, so the findings. I mentioned some of these. Access to the internet varied significantly among the demographic measures. Access more likely to occur from home, although access from library, parents' home, friends' home, and work site collectively accounted for between 16 and 31%, depending on the study. Regardless of the access point, it was found that over two-thirds of respondents from Michigan, Washington, non-experienced group in Detroit have some form of access to the internet. Easy access to the internet, in other words, home, work, parents' home, friends' office, varied by study, with the lowest being Detroit, 49.6%, and the highest being the Washington State Internet Experience Group at 94.9%. Computer use location varied significantly by user age. We found, which was really interesting to me and it kind of debunked a hypothesis that I had, is that younger WIC clients are less likely to use our system because they're more likely to go to the clinic. Whereas older WIC clients are looking for ways to save time and to use, you know, a system that they can do from work or from home. So that was kind of an interesting finding for me. Computer ownership varied significantly between studies. And I mentioned that Detroit reporting the lowest, with Washington State the highest. I'm already running out of time. 80% of respondents who use the web indicated they like learning from the internet. And again, I had mentioned before, even though Detroit has the lowest amount of computer ownership, they have the highest proportion of individuals who responded that they liked learning from the internet. And I basically reiterated this point here. Client age, again, marginally associated with whether clients like learning from the internet. Clients age 40 and older were much less likely to indicate they like learning from web page. In contrast, no association existed between clients' age and whether they like learning from the internet other than being older than 40. Okay, quick discussion. Results from these studies clearly identify important internet access trends associated with WIC clients, provide support for the fact that a relatively high degree of internet access exists among low-income populations, and as would be predicted, studies including those most likely to be regular users of the internet report the highest degree of both general internet access and easy access channels, and results also show that the WIC population has a high, in general, has a high access to the internet. High degree of respondents who indicated they like learning from the internet again confirms web-based education is a viable means for targeting WIC populations. Implications. Information is relevant in that it can provide direction and support for using the internet as a viable avenue for delivering education among low-income populations. Also confirms that internet has become more widely available to low-income populations, allowing important health communications objectives to be addressed, such as in Healthy People 2010. And finally, practitioners should, you know, utilize these findings to assist in determining how best to use the internet as a method for delivering information and nutrition education to lower income populations, especially those in the WIC program. And like I said, you know, our big goal is to try to get this WICHealth.org implemented in every WIC state, in every WIC clinic, at least as an option, so that, you know, WIC clients can either get the education they need there or at home or at work, and you know, eliminate that counseling bottleneck. You know, I'd love to talk more about the interactive counselor part of it, but we are able to provide that counseling component in our online session that sometimes individuals at the WIC clinic, based on time, just don't have access to all the time. So I'll take questions later. Thanks.
Thank you.